Thank you for listening to today's message from Living Waters Church in Elk River, Minnesota. For more information about our church and our ministry, please visit our church website at www.livingwaterschurchelkriver.org. We pray that you are blessed and encouraged by today's message.
Oh man, we could have so much fun, couldn't we? I'm going to have Leah is going to come here and just share a couple of things, and I'm going to try to, we're going to get this thing going here. I just have a word, and this particular part of it is kind of separate from some other stuff, but it has to do with the young people, you know, maybe even more specifically, young men in this room. The scripture that that's coming to me is in First John, and John says there, "I write unto you, young men, for you are strong in the Lord. My word is in you, and you have defeated the wicked one." Powerful. This 2010, I'll tell you what, I've been serving the Lord now for about 22 years, been in ministry. I have never felt how I feel right now. Coming into this year, into 2010, there is something so amazing that God is doing, and I'm just saying, some of you, you're gonna be able to turn your back on some of the things that you have been struggling with, and there is a freedom that is coming. I believe that God is healing. He is rubbing His healing balm into the very soul of our state and bringing healing to it. And I believe that we are going to see Roe versus Wade overturned. We are going to see a day when abortion is abolished in this nation. Let's believe that God has raised us up to be that threshing floor. You know, we stir things up. And, you know, that's awesome. It gets messy sometimes. But you know what? Sometimes it needs to get messy. And so God uses a lot of you to stir things up in the body of Christ. And that's because of how He made you. It's how He made you. It's what He created you to be. And so we maybe talk about that just a little bit here in a minute. But I wanted Leah to come and share what you have. Whosoever is born of God overcomes the world. Whosoever is born of God has overcome the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Even our faith. He has made you an overcomer, an overcomer, an overcomer, an overcomer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Come here, Leah.
Well, I just want to share a vision that God had given to me yesterday, even just during the dance workshop. I saw boxes around people, just limiting them from what God has for them, or they're just putting boxes around themselves, and then them just like totally breaking loose, sticking their arms out, and the boxes were just falling, and the limitations were just falling to the ground. And I just know that is a word from God, because He doesn't have limitations. He doesn't, our limit is the sky. He's just full of surprises, full of power and healing. And he just wants to do that here through worship and through prayer and through the young people and the older. And so I just really want that to be an encouragement to you guys to really just allow God to just do what he wants to do. You know, whatever it is, to not put a limit on it. And I just wanted to share a little bit about my testimony. When I was younger, I was in high school, and I just really wanted more of God, and I kind of grew up in a religious church, and I just wanted more, but I didn't know what there was. You know, I just kept asking God, if there's more, please show me, because I need to know that you're real, or I'm not going to follow you anymore. So, I went to this conference, and I saw people dancing, and I saw people prophesying, and heard people speak in tongues, and I'm just like, oh, is this real? I was kind of weirded out at first, and after a while, I just kind of got used to it, and I just saw the passion that these people had. I saw people younger than me, kids younger than me, just totally on fire for God, and I was like, God, I want that. I want that so bad, and I just got prayer, and I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and I know he's real now, because it's just a miracle for that to even happen. It's just a testimony of the Word of God being real and alive today. And one scripture that really stuck out to me was Matthew 16:25, and that's kind of been my life verse up until that point, and it just says, for whoever saves his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it, for Christ's sake. And from that point on, I just knew I wouldn't be the same. I wouldn't hold anything back from him. And he was just healing me of just past hurts and brokenness from, you know, lots of things. And I just felt like a new creation. And he just wants to do that in each person here. And just don't limit him on what he can do, because I was so hungry. I just wanted more of him, and he did it. He filled me, and he's continuously filling me every day, and just going deeper into what he has, going deeper in worship. And finally, the first time, you know, I danced for the Lord, it was so awesome. It was so freeing. And to just be able to, like, work on the skills of that, and with music, I love to sing and play guitar. And to pursue those things, but you need Jesus. You need Jesus to work through you in those things, and to just not hold back in them at all. And today he was just... really, I just kept picturing him on the cross during worship. And when Paula was singing about sacrifice, that was the ultimate sacrifice. And when I picture that, my life just doesn't compare. Who I am just doesn't compare to what Jesus has done. And all of my worries and all of my desires fall to the ground. And my desire is Christ. It's him. He's the only one that satisfies. He's the only one that satisfies. And I want the love that he had for me on the cross. I want to burn for him. And it gets so easy to get distractions. There's so many things, especially now. There's just so many, you know, media and TV and other music and all those things. But we have to press forward. We have to lay it down continuously and present myself as a living sacrifice. And I was just thinking of Paul, too, and how he said, to live is Christ and to die is gain. He just loved Christ so much. And he just saw, like, his soul and his spirit more real than his own body. He just wanted to be with Christ so badly. And I just pray, God, that you would put that desire in our hearts, Lord. Jesus, that we wouldn't come here on Sundays and for it to just be a show. Jesus, I just pray that you would give us a desire for you every day, God. In every area of our life, whether it's at work, whether it's here, whether we're alone in our room, God, that we would just pursue you with all of our heart. And I just pray that your word, Lord, would pierce people's hearts, God. It would pierce them like a sword. And we wouldn't be afraid to just do what it is that you called us to do. We wouldn't be afraid to be a voice. We wouldn't be afraid to dance boldly before you, God. No matter where we are, Lord. Jesus, just free us right now. We just lay our lives down before you. And we just give you our whole selves to you, Jesus, as you gave yourself for us on the cross. We just thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Leah. Let's see. Yeah, could you get me one of those? So we're in this this space and time where he's heaven. He has chosen a time and space for heaven to touch earth, and I believe that. There are some things that we really need to get excited about. You know, this is not a time to faint. This is a time to praise him. It's a time to praise him. Yeah. Thank you, Father. I remember back in, you know, years ago, we used to teach a lot on worship and, you know, praise and worship. And we used to teach on this scripture about, you know, offering up a sacrifice of praise and, you know, praising the Lord when you don't feel like it. And we were talking, me and Ken, yesterday morning, and he's like, you know, I can't even hardly, if I just think about the Lord, I'm gone. And it's like, and this is what the Lord is doing. And so our meditation, he's bringing us to this place now where we just meditate upon him. We meditate on the Lord day and night. And we praise him. And we lift up his name. And we just praise him and worship him all the time. And there's just a creativity now that is just being released. It's so inspiring to see what is being released, even, you know, through musicians and through dance and through all these, all of these, you know, in the creative arts and through painting and all this. And so we just need to embrace it. We need to embrace it across the body of Christ. And let's share this in Psalm 50 here. Or 150. So I mean, we always did the word. I mean, we were doing the word. We taught on praise and worship, and we did it. You know, we confessed the scriptures and spoke those scriptures out. And I mean, it was awesome. It's good. It's good to do that. But we are in this place where now it's like it's just. It's on us, and it's in us, and it's just happening. And all we have to do is think upon his goodness. All we have to do is set our gaze on him, and we're gone. We're in his presence. We're where we need to be. And it's so awesome. I just love these scriptures in Psalm 49 first, where it just talking about let this happen. You know, it's just a, it's It says, praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of the saints. And then it says, let Israel rejoice in him that made him, and let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let that happen. Let the people rejoice in their king. Let that happen. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let the people praise his name in the dance. Let that happen. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and the harp. Or the electric guitar. See, that's the electric guitar. It's a modern day version of another instrument that was way back then. Thank God for electric guitar. I just love electric guitar. I do. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. The Lord, he is taking pleasure in his people. Why would we ever try to stop or cut something like that off in our meetings when we gather together or whatever? Why would we want to stop something that the Lord wants to do? He wants to take joy in his people. Praise the Lord. He will beautify the meek with salvation, and let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them be joyful in glory. Wow. Let them sing aloud upon their beds, and let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. I'm going to come back to that scripture here in just a minute. But just wanted to read Psalm 110 as well here this morning. And then I'm going to have, I'd like to have those of you that have words, I'd just like you to come up. Up to the front right now, if you could. Okay, that's good. And this is also a scripture that I just feel like it just needs to be activated, I guess is a good word for it. It needs to be cherished and valued, and it has to do, I believe, with deliverance, and how sometimes the fights that we fight, they're really not even our fight to fight. We just need the Lord sometimes to just come and take care of business, and he does. He needed him to come. We need his anointing. We need his touch. And I love this scripture in Psalm 110. It says, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. We're going to gain a better understanding of what this scripture is all about. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of your enemies, and thy people shall be willing in the day of your power. This is the day of his power. When it says that the Lord, that the people will be willing in the day of his power, this is the day of his power. This is it. This is it. In the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth. So I just think I'll sit down over here a minute with Jesus while he makes my enemies his footstool. This is really, I believe, that the shift is that's taking place is that Lord, he's going to take our meditation off of us, and it's going to go on to him. And we're just going to go, when we have times of trouble, we're just going to go sit with him and let him take care of it. And I'm just going to quote part of a scripture. It says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God. So we have weapons that are mighty in God. And they're not carnal weapons. And praise, without question, praise is one of our, you know, one of those weapons. And it's so powerful. It's so powerful. And he is doing something in us. I believe he's just doing something in us even this weekend. I just feel like he's doing something in me this weekend where I can just feel it. I just feel it. I feel him. And as we just, in a simple act of obedience, begin to just praise him. You know, I think situations are going to begin to shake. And he's going to shake everything that can be shaken. And so praise is powerful. You know, I love, you know, King David. I just love David's attitude. It's all about attitude, isn't it? Somebody just got to have an attitude. But he said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. Forgives all of my transgressions and heals all of my diseases. Before we just begin to prophesy, you know, I'm not going to ask right now to ask people to shout or anything. I just want to say that, you know, that the shout belongs to the Lord and to the people of God, and it's good to shout, and it's powerful to shout, and it's part of it's a weapon that he's given us. It's just that shouting is, you know, it's, there's the shout that comes from God, that comes through his people. But this scripture here that I just, I think it's in Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. And we're gonna do that here this morning. As we, I'm going to call upon some of our young people here to minister. So back to Psalm 49 in verse 5, it said, "Let the saints be joyful in glory, and let them sing upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand." Okay, let the high praises of God be in your mouth. Let the high praises of God be in your mouth. You know, I am just, when I see them, all these kids here, the real young ones, I'm like, man, I wished I would have been able, you know, sitting in the anointing from the time I was like that old, you know. I mean, my goodness, it's just incredible. Where these kids are gonna go? It's gonna blow our minds. But so let's just stand. Let's just begin to let the high praises of God come out of our mouth. You know, Minnesota, the people of Minnesota are rising up in this time and in this hour that we are in. And Minnesota does not take second, I mean, to any place that I have ever been. Minnesota is a forerunner state that is leading the charge, leading the path for others to follow in worship. And so let's just begin to lift up the name of the Lord and let the high praises of God come up out of our bellies right now in Jesus' name. We praise you this day. We thank you for who you are. Thank you for the stirring that's going on the inside of us throughout this whole Okay. You can be seated. We're just going to... Are you ready? You got... Okay.
Okay. The first one I want to do is the... Okay. I don't know how to... The exact age group or whatever that I'm thinking, but... Yeah, okay. You, right there, the young lady with the dark hair, purple earrings, yep. Maybe you could just come up here for me. Okay, what's your name?
Megan.
Okay, Megan. I just see that the Lord is, or I just see when I look at you, I hear the word leader, and I just feel like you've been totally awakened to the Lord. You're just in tune with what he's saying and that you're really responsive to him. And I don't know if you prophesy or if you, you know, share with people the word of the Lord, but if you don't prophesy already, you need to start prophesying. I feel like the Lord is just saying that to you because you're a strong leader in your generation and you need to begin to bring the word of the Lord. You have a responsibility on your life and a choice whether or not you want to bring the word of the Lord to people that are like your same age or, you know, just anyone. I feel like the Lord, that's a gifting that he's given to you, so you need to learn how to use that gifting and operate in that. Soon. You need to do that. Soon. Okay. Thanks, Meg.
Do you want to go next?
Sure. Well, I have a word for this guy, yeah? Okay. Yeah. What is your name?
Kurt.
Yep. Sweet. Well, I just saw that, you know, obviously you're a worshiper, you know. And I was just seeing that, you know, being a worshiper, it's not just being up in front, it's your whole life. You know, the calling of a worshiper will consume your whole entire life. And I just see that, you know, if you're at work or at school, if you just position yourself in a state of worship, like, I'm doing this unto you, Lord, for you, that is going to bring the Holy Spirit. You know what I mean? That is what makes the path of the way of the Lord straight, and you know, builds up the highway, just living that lifestyle. So I just see that, just that Romans 12 lifestyle, just presenting yourself as a living sacrifice, just holy and pleasing unto the Lord, just because you love him, you know, no other reason. And so, yeah, that's what I see, man. So just go for it. Okay, I'll keep going. I also have a word for this guy back here, the collar shirt, yeah, and you. How's it going? What's your name?
Tavis.
I guess I was just seeing that, you know, a lot of times, you know, people, like, see the Holy Spirit as, like, going before you and preparing the way type of thing, just whatever. But I just saw, like, Jesus, he had his arm around you. And he was just, like, walking with you, you know what I mean? And, like, there's these dreams that you have in your heart that haven't happened yet. And I just feel like those are Jesus' dreams, your dreams. And I just see that he is walking with you to fulfill your dreams. And so, yeah, man, just run. Run after what's ever in your heart. Just go for it because Jesus is blessing you. So, be blessed, man.
First thing I got was for you, way in the back in the red shirt. Should I go back there? Okay. All right. What's your name? Dan?
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to say that as soon as I saw you, I just heard the scripture in my head, and I was just like, as the deer pants for water is how much you want the Lord. And it was so beautiful. And I just felt like God was saying, like, he's going to give you, like, so much to drink that you won't even be able to handle it. So I wanted to tell you that. He will. He's not going to withhold any good thing from you at all. Anything. Anything you need, anything you want, he'll give it to you. Because your heart is open, so. Yeah. Yeah. And then you. What's your name?
John.
John? Okay. When I saw you, I saw... kind of strange, but I saw like a divining rod, which I believe is what they use to find water. I'm pretty sure it's a tool used to find water or whatever. But when I saw it, that's what I saw. And I saw that like you had one just like in the supernatural that you could tell where water is. You could see where water was underground. And I saw you just striking the ground and you knew exactly where to hit. So you had just like precision from the Lord. And the moment you like hit the ground, water just sprung forth because you had the exact location. So I just feel like in the spirit, you have that ability. Sorry, one more person. One more person. You, I forgot your name, I'm sorry. Amanda. When I saw you, it's really awesome, but I just felt like God was like calling you, not like in the natural, I'm not saying that, but like to be a mother in the spirit, that he wants to like give you that responsibility, and it's a huge responsibility, but that he's like placed something inside of you where like you can take care of his children, and that's like one of the most amazing things. And I just saw that he trusts you, you know, and that he's gonna trust you with more. And as you just like open up your life and open up your heart, he's gonna bring like, especially I just saw a bunch of like young girls around you, and he's gonna bring them into your life, and you're to be their mother. So yeah. Yeah.
I had a word for this gentleman right here in the light-colored shirt. What's your name?
Wayne.
I saw you like a Paul in the sense that he made tents with his hands, and he also, the Lord released miracles through his hands. And I felt like the Lord has given you a skill to work with your hands, prosper in the natural, and I felt like he also is going to release an increased anointing for you to work miracles. So I just release that in Jesus' name. Then I also have just kind of an encouraging word regarding the writing workshop yesterday. How many of you came to the writing workshop? Are there any here? Got a few over here. I just want to say that it's an honor for all of us to be here from Firestarters. We are not here to try to give you something that you don't already have, but we are trying to stir you up. And I'd like to say that what really touched my heart was there was, outside of the writing workshop room, there were some drawings that children had made here in the church. And there was such an innocence and a purity on them. And you already have artists here that are anointed. And you are raising them up. And I felt like the Lord just wanted to say, well done to whoever is teaching the children here. You've been doing a great job. And I'd like to read a scripture. I like to read from my phone. That's okay. This is from Psalm 45. This is the subtitle over this is for the music director, according to the tune of Lilies by the Korahites, a well-written poem, a love song. My heart is stirred by a beautiful song. I say, I have composed this special song for the king. My tongue is as skilled as the stylus of an experienced scribe, I don't know what a stylus is, but something to do with writing. Okay, like a pencil. You are the most handsome of all men. You speak in an impressive and fitting manner. For this reason, God grants you continual blessings. Now, this is referring to Jesus, the fairest of 10,000. But why does God grant him continual blessings? Well, he speaks the word of the Lord. He walks in the beauty of the Lord. And it says that his tongue is as skilled as the stylus or as the pencil of an experienced scribe. So there's something about writing that releases continual blessings of the Lord. And I'd just like to encourage those who came to the workshop and those of you who are here, you are writers, and just continue to release the things God has put in your heart, and it will release continual blessings.
I have a word for you. What was your name? Hannah. Okay. You were in the dance workshop. And anyway, you stuck out to me so much because I just could see that you were really skillful in dance, like God has really given you that gift to you, and that you're just going to be a real model for people, for even your brothers and sisters. Like, you really have to carry the torch, and he's going to help you through it, and just to be like a leader in the dance and in worship. And I don't know if you know, but he's just like putting that desire in your heart even more. And I just pray that he does that right now, that he just gives you more of a desire to just worship him and to let the Holy Spirit just move through you, but to not take that calling on your life lightly. Like, he has called you to do that, you know, and so many people are just going to look up to you for that. But just to do everything, just allowing God to do it through you, not do anything out of your own strength, but just remember that he's right there with you the whole time, you know, and that you're doing it as worship, not for other people, but just for him. So, but he has placed you as a leader in the dance. So I just wanted to encourage you in that. So I'll keep going. And I have a word for the lady in the black and purple shirt. Yeah, it's you. Is that me? It's you. What's your name?
Rachel.
Rachel. Oh, that's my sister's name. I'm Leah. It's appropriate. God knew. I just felt like God was wanting to pour more of the Father's love on you, and just knowing what that is and how it feels and how complete, you know, he makes us. Like, he is just so wanting to pour that upon you, and just to know that your children have the Lord is in them, and that he has them like in the palm of his hand. These are your children, are they? Okay, good. I was like, I didn't know if she had kids, but then I kind of looked, I'm like, okay, good, because that's what I was kind of just seeing, just like the shepherd over him, over his children. And so you and God just being one, and just filling them with like the revelation that he's given you, the Father's love, but mainly he just wants to minister that to you. And is it okay if I just pray for you to do that? Okay. God, I just thank you for Rachel, Lord, and I just pray for a greater impartation of your love, God. God, we just ask for your power to just flow through her and for her to just feel complete through you, Jesus. Lord, I just ask for your Holy Spirit to surround her, and that she wouldn't do anything out of her own strength, God, that she would rely on you completely for everything in her life. And I just ask for a blessing upon her and her family, Lord, and that you would just bring her closer to you. You would just become one right now. Just such a special closeness, Father. I just ask for your love to just come and just flow right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'd like all the Firestarters kids to come up here. We're just going to pray. We're just going to launch a blessing at everybody that's here. I want our Joel and Amy, I want you to come and be a part of this too, because you're like part of our. And we're just gonna pray over you. So just be blessed. We are so blessed to be here this weekend, and it's so awesome to see God connecting us, Otter Tail and Elk River, and we got it. Hopefully there'll be I don't know, a river that just runs from. Yeah, that's what I want. That's what I want. And so, Paul, I pray that you want to pray over the youth first. You want to do that? Okay.
Oh, man. Could we just have all of the, maybe like, I don't know what age to cut it off at, but like 25-ish, maybe under 25-ish and under, just please stand for me real quick. I just believe the Lord wants to say something specifically to you. All of the people that are sitting down in this room that aren't standing, they all want you guys to just really go for it with the Lord. That's what their hearts are, you know, and for their own lives too. But I just believe that the Lord wants to bring a special fire on you, a special fire on your lives, because you just have to hear at your age that there's a calling on your life to be a voice crying in the wilderness for change in your generation. And I just keep on feeling like John the Baptist, and you have a choice whether or not to stand still or to move forward with the Lord. And there's just so much more of God. There's never a place that you arrive and then just stop. And you're called out and you're chosen. And I'm speaking to every ear that can hear me right now. You're called out in your generation to be a sign and a wonder for Jesus Christ. And your life and your calling is so valuable on the earth. And I just feel like he wants you to face it and really get real with him and ask him, what is my destiny? Because I'm not willing to not fulfill it. Just decide in your heart right now that I am going to ask the Lord what my calling is, if you don't already know what it is, and I will do it, just to make a dedication in your heart that I am going to find what it is that I am on this earth for, and I will fulfill it. And first of all, you're called to be a worshiper, everyone, but each of you has specific things that you need to fulfill in your lifetime. So just be a voice crying for change.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
I just had something that I wanted to share concerning, and when God dropped it in my heart, I thought I was going to just read it, but then it's kind of in line with what's going on here in February, the whole 1,000 acts of kindness deal. And it was something that I wrote. I'm going to read three things. One of them is something that I wrote a while ago, about 4 days ago, five. And so I'm just going to start with this scripture in Luke 24. It says, and when they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. These two men were walking with Jesus, but they did not know that it was him. But they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it, and brake and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. So they were with Jesus, but they did not know he was Jesus. They did an act of kindness, and their eyes were opened. And then Hebrews 13. Verse 1 and 2, it says, let brotherly love continue, Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained strangers unaware. And I believe that as you guys go into this and really begin to take it, and I believe it's something that it's a good program to have for February, but it's a lifestyle that you know we need to begin to take on, and that you will begin to minister to angels unawares. But we also need to believe that God will open our eyes, give us eyes to see and ears to hear. And the last thing I want to read is something that I read that has to do with eyes to see and ears to hear. It's not a poem exactly, but it's something like that. It says, it's from Matthew 27. There was no help for him as he hung on the cross. Heaven backed away from him. Earth despised him and mocked him. Hell beneath wanted to tear him into unrecognizable shreds. But he maintained control till he took his last breath. He cried out to heaven, even though he should have felt betrayed. He cried out at the earth, and she opened up and spit out the souls of her captives. He cried out at the temple, and the impassable veil gave eternal way to the cry of his voice. He cried out at the deep, and the keys were handed unto him without contestation. All the while he was hanging on the cross, and the very ones he was crying out for heard only the cry of a common criminal asking for a drink to quench his thirst. May God give us eyes to see and ears to hear.
About 5 or 6 years ago, I had a dream. And for those of you who love to dream and love to write them down, it's so much fun to go back and to read dreams you had 5, 6 years ago, and just to really soak in what the Lord was saying. Sometimes you don't understand the dream until many years later, and then it comes to pass, and you're like, ah, thanks, and you learn. And the dream I had is, I really feel is a word for this house, is it was, I walked into a doctor's office. Now, a lot of dreams you need interpretation. This one's pretty clear. I walked into a doctor's office, and the doctor's in the house. I walked into the doctor's office, and there's many people waiting. There was a waiting room, and there was people thumbing through magazines and looking and waiting. And I sat down in the chair, and I looked at the little table next to me, and I grabbed the magazine, and the magazine was Time magazine. And the title on the bottom said, Dance When There Is No Freedom. So we declare over this house, over this people, over these children, dance when there is no freedom. In Jesus' name.
Amen. So let's just stretch our hand out to everybody out here. So Father, we just thank you right now. We just bless this house. We bless the people, the towns that are represented here from this region, every person. And we just pray a blessing over you right now in the name of the Lord, and over every young person in this room. We just pray blessing right now in the name of Jesus. Wendell, I'd like you to close today. I know we have to move equipment out of here, but let's just Wendell's going to close in prayer.
Oh, hallelujah. You are free to move about the cabin and worship your God. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Jesus. That you are alive, Jesus. just worship him. Come on. God, we pour our love out to you, Father. We thank you. We just pray in Jesus' name for this community of believers, that you would pour your love out on them even more, Father. That in Elk River, God, that you would raise your body up to be the city on a hill in this region, a city on a hill that cannot be hidden. The light that shines in the darkness, Father. Pour your love out on these people, Father. God, we cry out that this would be a center of creativity and expression for this region, God. We cry out that it would be an explosion of creativity in Jesus' name. That young people, that teenagers would be loved and accepted, God. That worship times would be embraced for them, God. That new meetings and new expressions and new ministries would be birthed for them. Jesus, we praise you. We praise your name. And Lord, we pray that that from Otter Tail to Elk River, God, we just pray. From Otter Tail, we just pray that Elk River prosper. The kingdom of God would prosper and go forth like never before. And that there would be a waterway from here to there. That we would visit each other often. Embrace each other openly, God. Oh, Jesus. I really feel it, you know, Isaiah 61. You know, the year, the Lord is upon me, all that, you know, all that, all the scriptures we pray and quote and read. And at the end of that passage, it talks about the rebuilding of desolate places and restoring things that have been laid waste. It's not just about God being on us. But it's about restoring things that have laid waste. There's families that are laid waste. There's cities that are laid waste. There's hearts that are bruised and torn. So I just pray. I pray that it's on your heart to rebuild. To put your hand to it in Jesus' name. To not just dance before him, but to hold the trowel in one hand and the sword in the other, like Nehemiah did. With one hand they worshipped and warred, and with other they built. To see the kingdom of God advance in their day. God, we pray. We pray for Otter Tail, for the church of God, that the local body of Elk River, that the vision would be so big for the local church. That the vision of what the local church can accomplish would become so big. What we can do as a body, that it would become so big. That we as the body of Christ have everything to offer a community. Everything to offer. As a young person coming up, you have everything to offer your town. You have everything to offer your town. Your community. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name.
Wow. Just a couple of things. if you were prophesied over, the sound team just informed me that there will be a CD for you out on the hospitality table. They recorded your word. You know, a word is given. It's not just some nice people speaking nice things. Words are meant to make, to warfare with. They're meant to war with. It's not just empty words spoken out. So if you were prophesied over, I want to encourage you that the CDs are back there and just, you know, they're. If you would like to sow, again, I'd like to remind you, if you'd like to sow into fire starters and what they do, there will be baskets in the back. Something I just want, it's so in my heart, just to point out here. The thing that impresses me with this group, Pam isn't here right now, but John and Pam. Or did I call you John? Was that bad? I'm a bit lost right now, but Pete and Pam, yeah, thank you, are really a mother and father. One of the things that we've been asking for in this house, I'm going to remember the three things that God's speaking in to us this year. The second is we're going to know what it's like to be a body, a family. And Pete and his wife, Pam, four of these are their kids. The rest of them are just kind of their kids. And they're a father and mother. And there's just a picture here of something I believe God really wants to do with those of us that are older, that can release the generations. It's going to take all of us. It's going to these parents that are raising these children need our help. They need us to get behind these kids. I just really want us to take that seriously. There's a picture here of something that's in our hearts. And we just want to bless them. Thank you. Let's give them a hand. Amen. Amen. And may you never recover.
We hope you enjoyed today's message from Living Waters Church in Elk River, Minnesota. If you live in our area or plan on traveling to the Elk River area, we invite you to join us for our Sunday morning worship service at 9:30 a.m. each week. For directions and to learn more about our church, please visit our website at www.livingwaterschurchelkriver.org.